on this road of rediscovering who you are, self-realization, and coming into the realization that your nature is in fact to create through ways of manifestation the lifestyle that you desire, the lifestyle that resonates with you the most, you come to understand, and you come to understand this really quickly, the importance of wealth, prosperity, and abundance along this journey. Because we live in a society where financial stability is very important. And because we live in such a society, we often feel a sense of urgency to use these techniques of manifestation, this philosophy, and this practice of manifestation to first create finances, to create wealth, to create money and attract money into our lives in order to maybe come to some understanding or some stability as far as where we are financially, right? Now, understand though, that though finances are important and a big part of the journey of manifestation, just like anything else that you materialize in life, it isn't about just materializing that single thing. Recognize that when you decide or you have chosen to materialize a particular thing, even when you come into creating that thing and bringing that into fruition, that it isn't itself the destination, but the steps, the blocks along the road of manifestation, along this path of self-realization. Okay, so when we talk about wealth, finances, attracting money, it isn't about just simply attracting the money and thinking that's all you need, that manifestation is only about attracting materialistic things. Okay, manifestation is about using the things that we desire to, in fact, support you along the journey of coming into realization as to who you truly are, right? Your true nature, which is being a creator. And though money is important in this society, we have to acknowledge that it is only a tool. It is not going to create happiness for you. It is simply going to support you in alleviating some of the pressures of society so that way you can be more free to actually work on self. So keep that in mind as you go through this journey and you focus on creating financial stability and finances and prosperity, because it is very important to keep it in its proper place and perspective along this process. Because if you begin to identify with the money, thinking that money will create happiness for you, then you're going to be vastly disappointed when that money comes. Okay, be mindful that this is about the journey of realization, self-realization, understanding who you are, because money is just things. Really, this whole process, this journey in life, spirituality, is about understanding truth. So let's get into understanding abundance in the ways of wealth and prosperity. Wealth, when we think about wealth, we're thinking about coming into a space where basically we have all the money we need. All the money we need to live the lifestyle that we want, all the money we need to essentially maybe support the people we love, provide for them, and essentially have all the essentials of life covered. And the process by which you want to create this wealth is very important and closely tied to prosperity. You see, to me, wealth and prosperity are, though related, they are two different things. When we talk about wealth, we're talking about applying certain techniques and things to do, right, with this tool called money. And using these strategies and these ways of being with money to essentially make the money work for you, right? To make sure that you're not working for your money, but that the money is actually put in place to multiply, compound, and make more for you in order to support those essential things in life. And so, though many people just simply focus on wealth, they don't understand that it is through the mindset of prosperity that you create that wealth. And so what is prosperity? Prosperity is actually the process by which you take the things that make you the most joyful, make you the most happy and fulfilled in life. and understand that those are the mediums by which you create the wealth. You see, it is through understanding prosperity that you learn to actually understand and take your talents, your passions, the things that you're even curious about, and trust that those are the innate tools within you that are going to be used to attract the money. All right. And once you attract the money, then you apply that money in ways that will create ongoing wealth for you. You see, wealth is just a system of using that money. But prosperity and the mindset of prosperity is coming into the understanding as to who you are, being an infinite being, being a divine creature, right? That understands you are connected with everything. You are infinite, just like the universe is infinite because you are one with that universe. So once you come into understanding about that reality, that fact, and you are approaching life from a standpoint of joy, happiness, adventure, excitement, and you are actively doing the things that bring you that joy, that excitement, then you are living in the space of prosperity. Because your mindset is one of freedom. It is one of allowing yourself to be you. It is not bogged down with the heaviness that people often allow to weigh them down in life. It is about being free and being light because you understand the significance of your true nature, who you are, and what this life is about. Once you acknowledge that all of the problems that people are putting on themselves doesn't have to be your problem as well. And once you decide that they, in fact, are not going to be your problem, then you are lightened, right? The load is taken off of your back as far as being concerned about worldly things. And when you are not concerned with these worldly things, then you automatically are lighter and feeling more free and flexible in life. So that way, when you are pursuing the things that you are passionate about, the things you are talented with, the things that actually bring joy into your life as you create them, then it actually allows you to be at a space where you feel the most, you know, joyful, but also you feel not only focused in on yourself and your joy and your nature, but you're also focusing on sharing that joy with others and being mindful that you are not simply someone who is only focused in on what makes them happy, but acknowledging that you are an extension, right? You can bring that joy out to others by being authentic with yourself, doing the things you enjoy, and then radiating out that positivity to others. So prosperity is a mindset of abundance and giving, expansion, taking the mindset of living life lightly and joyfully and allowing that joy to radiate out to others. It's an energy, it's an essence, it's an intensity that isn't contracted into one concentrated spot, right? It's an energy that has to radiate and expand outward. It is a vibe. It is a way of being that allows you to affect other people positively, but without effort. So as you go through life and you understand that this mindset of prosperity is one where you have no obstacles, you have no challenges. Nothing is really holding you back because you truly understand who it is that you are, what it is that you are, and exactly what this life is about. And as you go through this life, that experience, that reality continues to expand and grow and not only becomes how you think, but also and mainly who you are and how you are being. And because you are living a life where you are not weighed down by the drama, by the stresses of life, you are free to pursue your passions with an intensity that allows you to trust who you are, trust these passions, trust your chosen life purpose, and thus attract money by those means. This is why we often hear the story of somebody finding something that they are passionate about, and they are so diehard about this passion that they can let go of their job. They can not be concerned about doing things the quote unquote traditional way of working a regular 9-to-5 job and doing the things that everybody else has been programmed to do, but instead follow their passions, their skills, and thus creating a business or creating some kind of cash flow or way of making money from that passion, because they are sharing that passion with the world. And that's simply the concept of prosperity. Prosperity is really about living your most authentic self, living your most authentic life, doing the things that you want to do. And thus, by sharing what you want to do with others, you thus create and attract money your way to then create wealth with that. And wealth is the systematic way of taking that money and being mindful about how you spend it and what you do with it in order to continue to maintain a certain lifestyle that covers your essentials and the things that you desire to, you know, secure, right? And be stable. But really, prosperity is the thing that really grounds your wealth, right? Because you can simply just focus on prosperity, the mindset of abundance, and understanding that it is you being your most authentic self that is actually going to attract the money and bring the money to you. Because your authentic self and the things that you are innately and talented with, the skill sets that you have that are unique to you, were given to you for a reason. And so once you align yourself with those things, recognize that that means you are ultimately aligning every aspect of who you are with a purpose that the grand consciousness, the universe, that God has created for you. And once you are in alignment with that, once you are on that path, then everything else just works out. You just have to do the thing, be consistent with it, have faith in it, and it will result in everything that you can possibly imagine in life. That is the journey, right? Because it is that talent, it is that curiosity, it is that passion that is linked to your consciousness and thus linked to the fulfillment of you and who you are. That is the thing that is going to open up the doors of true self-realization. Because the journey of manifestation and understanding this art form of life is about creating certain things, materializing certain things, coming into understanding that these things will in fact validate the fact that you are creator of your universe. But now you have to recognize that you want to create a particular universe for yourself. And that particular universe aligns with your consciousness and who you are as an individual. The skill sets, the talents that you have, the passions that you have align directly with your consciousness and thus shows you it is the blueprint by which if you follow, you in fact will create the life that resonates the most with who you are. So if you follow your passions, you follow your talents, you follow your curiosities and thus focus on those things and you are consistent with those things, then you will in fact understand true prosperity, recognizing that you are the creator of your universe, recognizing that you are one with the infinite source. And once you recognize and take hold of all those things and own all of those things, then prosperity is simply a way of life. That prosperity mindset thus creates wealth. When you have prosperity mindset, you create wealth. Ultimately, you live in the reality of true abundance. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also download The Power Within, this free ebook with a powerful and amazing technique on how to begin opening up your consciousness. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.